Welcome to December Daily Inspiration Podcast, episode 32. I'm your host, Melissa Shannon, the founder of DigitalScrapbookingHQ.com. Today, I'm joined by Cheryl McCain of Cheryl McCain Photography and Scrapbooking to talk about her December Daily and the lessons she's learnt completing her album in the very busy holiday season. If you're listening in, I hope that you gather some tips and ideas and that you'll share with us how you went with your December Daily or your holiday memory keeping projects that you've been working on. Hi, Cheryl.
Hi, Melissa.
It's great to have you back again.
Oh, I'm glad to be here.
Yeah. We got some good feedback off your last episode. It was exciting to see. And I'm interested to hear about how your December Daily album finished up. So do you want to tell us a little bit about how it's going?
It is completely finished. I was thrilled with the format that I used this year, and I was able to keep up with it almost on a daily basis. I did miss a couple days, and then towards the end of the month, during the regular holidays, we were out of town, but I was able to complete my pages and sent it off for printing, and I used Persnickety Prints, got my pictures back real quick, and it was all completed by the 7th of January.
Well done. That's awesome.
I did really enjoy the format that I used. It was so easy, and I'm thinking I'll probably go that way again next year too.
Mm. So was that your first time using Persnickety, or have you used them before?
That was the first time that I used them. I'm trying to make a point here in the first few months of this year to try out a few of the different online printing places just to compare. And Persnickety was exactly like I sent it off to be. I was very, very happy with Persnickety Prints. Very happy. And they had a sale too, so.
Can't get anything better than that.
Yeah, that helped.
Yeah, I'll be interested to try them sometime on something that's probably a little less urgent, because as you know, international shipping isn't the quickest. So I'm on your site now and I'm having a look at your album here. I see that you did a little bit of hybrid scrapbooking on the front cover there. Pulled out some supplies there, did you?
Yes, I did. I hadn't planned that when I began the album. I thought about having a 5x7 book printed with my pages. And then I thought, oh, I've been enjoying doing a little hybrid this past year, and I'm hoping to do a little more this year. So I decided to grab my chipboard out and my old paper scrapbook supplies and use those, and that's what I ended up with. And I'm real happy with it.
It looks really cute.
Yeah. There's not a lot of fluff. I like to tie ribbons and things usually when I do hybrid, but for this, I just wanted to focus on my photos and my journaling for December Daily. So the only fluff I really have is the front cover.
Yeah, that's great. Yeah. So you were saying you really loved the format you used this year. So what made it so easy for you? Just remind people of what format you were using. And we'll link people over in the show notes so they can see, but just so they can hear now.
Okay. Well, it's the entire page was 5x7, seven wide by five high. And I used 4x6 photos. And a Christmas kit. I can't remember right now. It's in my post, but I can't remember now who it was by. And I stuck with the same digital supplies all the way through, but I had made myself a template, 5x7, and then a spot for my photos and a spot for my papers. And then just added a little extra of the elements whenever I felt like it. Sometimes I did, sometimes I didn't, depended on what my page was about. But with the template, it was so easy to, once I took my photo each day, just to open up my Photoshop, open my template, and put everything right in.
And it's certainly great. So did you end up, I know that you had prepared a list of ideas. You called it December Daily or for empty nesters or whatever. Did you end up using photo prompts, or were you was it pretty easy for you to snap a photo each day?
It was really easy for me. I've done December Daily before, and I just a lot of mine, you'll see a lot of my ornaments, but this year was a little different, and I had extra to take photos of was Bart, our cat, was ended up being a big part of our December this year, trying to keep my tree decorated and keeping up after Bart. So he ended up on my Christmas card this year that I made and sent out, and yeah, I think he was mentioned several times in my December daily, so he helped this year.
Yeah, for sure. So, sounds like you're pretty keen to go next year. Do you have any tips that for people who are trying to finishing off their album, or who are perhaps, listening to this in a few months' time when they're gearing up for Christmas 2013?
Well, if you're not finished yet, any area of scrapbooking, I don't think that we should stress about it. If you have enough photos that you're satisfied with, or if you absolutely don't know what else to add to it or how to finish it, just let it be just the way it is, and it'll be perfect because you still have whatever you have, you will have for years. I mainly just try to keep the stress off of myself, and don't compare. Don't compare to what others have done and think, well, mine's not good enough. It's you, and it's what you captured. It's your Christmas, and it's perfect just the way it is.
Oh, well, that is just an awesome note to end on, I think. Something we can all take away for sure.
Yes.
So, Cheryl, before we let you go, I'd just love for you to share what's coming up for you over at your website, that might be of interest to our listeners.
Well, I have had a lot of ideas for this coming year. Right now, I am working on a new workshop called Composition of a Layout, various ways to compose your layout. I have also had contact with a few of my subscribers that are beginning digital scrappers. They haven't scrapped anything digital yet, so I am getting ready to put up a tutorial. It is very for very beginners, and along those lines, if they have Photoshop elements, I'm going to be passing them on to you at Digital Scrapbooking Headquarters. And I have a premium membership, VIP membership opt-in available now on my site. I do have a free exclusive kit and challenges I'm planning. You also get my free image to brush workshop with your opt-in membership, and it's all available and right on the homepage. I have it advertised, and you can get all the info about that. And I have a few other classes that I'm working on. So I'm not really, 100% where I'm headed towards the end of the year, but I do have three or four things that are in the works.
Well, it'll be certainly exciting, and we'll Everyone who's interested to find out more about Cheryl McCain photography and scrapbooking, we'll link them over in the show notes for today's episode, which you'll be able to find at decemberdaily.com/32. So thank you so much for sharing your December Daily with us today, Cheryl. It's been fun.
Oh, thank you, Melissa. Thanks for having me.
And if you're listening today and you're interested to learn more about Cheryl McCain and her December projects, head over to decemberdaily.com/32. And there you'll also find a special gift just for you. If you're finishing off your December Daily or you're keen on journaling prompts, I know that you'll be interested to see that for each episode this year, we've been sharing a free WordArt download. I've been using them with my Cameo to cut them out and add them to my December Daily, but the themes are pretty general and could work for a multitude of different scrapbook layouts. So check that out over at decemberdaily.com/32. Thank you so much for listening. In the next episode, I'm going to be sharing what happened to my December Daily and what format I ended up going with. So I'll be keen to talk to you then. Thank you for listening.